You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are at RNIB Scotland's HQ at Hillside in Edinburgh. I've got James Adams with me, the director of RNIB Scotland, and Stuart McMillan, MSP. James, we're here to celebrate the 100th Swap With Me event for RNIB Scotland. Tell us about the background to this.
Yeah, so for the past 3 years, we've worked with bus companies in Scotland, Lothian Buses, McGill's and First Bus, to have a sort of programme which brings the experience of blind per sight people in contact with trainee bus drivers. That's to really explain what it's like to be a blind per sight person using bus services. And the point of it is to really upskill and give good knowledge to the bus drivers so that they can understand from a blind per sight perspective what it means to travel on public transport.
So they're not just learning this in a classroom, they're actually meeting people, they're getting a chance to try on the sim specs, really giving them an idea of how they can assist a blind or partially sighted traveller, and the commuter as well understands the pressures on the bus drivers too.
That's absolutely right. We have volunteers, blind per sight volunteers from across Scotland who come together in bus depots across Scotland with the drivers, and they really just have a good exchange of knowledge and information, which really gives the bus drivers a good sense of what it's like to be a blind per sight traveller.
And Stuart, you're an MSP and the convener of the cross-party group on visual impairment. So from your point of view then, have you heard from your constituents in the past about perhaps difficulties they've had accessing bus travel?
Yes. A number of constituents have contacted me in the past, but the one in particular, so she had asked me to do a walkabout within the Greenock Town Centre, which we did, and it highlighted a whole range of obstacles within the community. So I hosted a round table event, and so my constituent was there with McGill's, RNIB Scotland, and a host of other organisations. But just about trying to get that message over to the transport providers, as well as the public authorities who have to obviously kind of try and invest in their infrastructure, about how important it is that everyone can actually get out of the house, everyone can actually take part in normal day-to-day activities in the towns, and whether it's going to shops and going to events. So it has been raised with me, and I've certainly taken that on within my constituency, MSP role.
RNIB Scotland's a charity that's doing this as well, but I suppose from your point of view as an MSP and the convener of the cross-party group, then does it give you more impetus then to, you'll put this to the decision makers, people in power, when it comes to, I suppose, accessible travel in general?
Absolutely. But it certainly also helps with to have that wider engagement, whether it's with local authorities, government, but also clearly with this Swap With Me project, the fact that, that McGill's, you know, so the major bus provider in my constituency, the fact they're already involved is great, but you can still have a fuller dialogue with them, which I have regular dialogue with them anyway on a wider range of issues. But this is very much it's a positive that's taking place. And the more MSPs, the more communities actually engage with it, the better as well.
And James, from RNIB Scotland's point of view as well, this has been a huge success. I suppose a bit trailblazing, could I use that word? Because you guys were really the first to take this and run with it.
It's been amazingly successful. We're actually starting soon up in Dundee. So we're spreading the wings. These will be happening in Dundee soon enough as well. And another sort of side development is that we had Edinburgh Trams were here today as well. So they've taken an interest in the whole project. So we're working with them to try and see how we can transfer the experience onto the Edinburgh Tram network. So they've now done 2 equivalent Swap With Me events, and we're looking forward to holding many more in future. So it has been a real success, and it is a good model which does get across that key message.
And you have had some great feedback from not just the volunteers who go out there, but from the bus company as well, who are really running with this. They're integrating it into the training, so all the new and existing drivers will get this training. That can only be a plus point to improve that confident, independent travel.
Yes, time and time again, the information that comes back to us is that the trainee bus drivers who do go through the sort of sessions, they start off with a little bit of trying to work out what the session is going to be about, varying degrees of understanding what might be to be a blind per sight traveller. But by the end of the session, their confidence is much, much higher about them being able to work with and support a blind per sight traveller coming onto their bus. So the drivers, the ones that really tell us time and time again about how successful the programme is.
And it's not something that, it's more just training. You know, you're not looking for lots of expensive equipment to be used here. This is just giving people the tools to make that journey easier.
I just tried to build the confidence. So, you know, people want to help each other, but if you don't really know how to, then you get a bit anxious about maybe doing the wrong thing. What this is about is demonstrating that every blind and partsighted person is an individual. There's a range of needs, but there are also some core things which would generally be supportive in that transport environment for blind and partsighted people. And these swap me events really bring that home and just develop that knowledge and experience of the drivers.
And just finally, Stuart, this is something, you know, successful events, it's a successful project, something that you could highlight to your fellow MSPs in the Parliament as well?
Absolutely. I've already tabled a motion into the Parliament, so I will be speaking to my colleagues. I know we've got 1 week to go, but it's really important that more MSPs are actually very much aware of this. Because obviously the election takes place, but after the election, there'll be new MSPs clearly coming in, brand new individuals. So that's also an opportunity to get the message over to those new people elected that this project exists and is something that they really should be supporting.
It sends congratulations to the guys behind Swap With Me as well. 100 events so far and counting. For the moment, to James and Stuart, thanks to both of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.